You heard from the police commissioner before the $1,000 minute at 7:15, and there are very, very strong and very, very many reactions coming through on email and on text, and I want to open the lines on this shortly, 922 11 882. If I can encapsulate the feedback in two emails, it is this. One from Deb. Gareth, you are in the wrong. The police commissioner is correct that the police need to use every tool available to catch murderers. I am the public that you are referring to, and I have no issue with the police using the Safe WA app for policing purposes and really hope that they continue to do so. That's one view. And then this from Tim. Gareth, I just wanted to let you know, and the commissioner that you just interviewed, that I have deleted the Safe WA app after hearing the pitiful justification for the misuse of the app. The commissioner has many other powers at his discretion to solve crimes. That was disgusting and disgraceful on the part of the commissioner. I generally support the police. I have nothing to hide, but I have just deleted the app on principle. The Premier of Western Australia's Mark McGowan, he joins me on the line. Premier, good morning.
Good morning, Gareth.
Did the police commissioner make a mistake here?
Look, what the police did was do what was they understood to be lawful. And they have a responsibility to solve crime. So when I met with the police commissioner about these things, when I learned about it in April, I just said we have to retain confidence in the Safe WA app. I prefer that police didn't do this because of the confidence issues in the app. He said to me, well, you know, my officers have a right under the law to access this information. For me to say you can't lawfully do something is very difficult. We accept that. You know, we all accept the police commissioner does a wonderful job, and my experience with him has been terrific over the course of the last 18 months. But I think the confidence of the app is the most important thing, which is why we're legislating. Look, there's arguments on both sides, Gareth. You know, both your correspondents, both the people sending emails are both right. There is arguments for both ways, but the confidence in the app, should we have another outbreak, is paramount, and so that's why we're legislating to remove any capacity for this information to be used by any other agency, especially police.
It wasn't the bargain, though, was it? It wasn't the bargain with the public. If you, in normal times, or anyone proposed that we would set up a system where people register their every public movement and that would be available by police, they would have rebelled. And so the bargain was that this information would only be available to WA Health contact tracers, and that was it. That's what the public were told.
Well, that was our understanding as well. So I learned about this, as I said, in April. Over the time the app's been in place, it's actually registrations have taken place 245 million times. It's been used twice out of that 245 million. It's been used twice by police. I suspect to sort of get the detail of witnesses who might have been present when some of these crimes happened. But notwithstanding that these crimes are very serious, the integrity of the app and the fact we need to make sure that people have confidence in using it no matter what has to be maintained, which is why we are legislating.
Implicit in that statement of yours is the obvious conclusion that public confidence in the app has been undermined with these revelations and with this action by the police. Do you expect now that people will continue to drop off in their compliance of these measures which were brought in for public health and for important contact tracing purposes?
Well, I'd request people don't. There's always a drop-off when we don't have cases. So we don't have any cases, obviously, and around Australia, Victoria is getting out under control. There's no cases, so there's a drop-off in use as a consequence. When there's an increase in cases, obviously there's an increase in use. All we want to do is make sure there's no disincentive to people using the app. Now, look, the police, I don't actually blame them because, you know, your person who sent the email was quite critical. I understand that. But I don't blame them for doing all they can to try and solve crimes. But we have to. And I've been through hundreds upon hundreds of meetings to deal with COVID. We have to make sure we have everything in our power to prevent the spread of the virus should it come back. And the Safe WA app and confidence in that is most important in achieving that outcome.
There's an inherent problem here, though, I think, Premier, in the extended nature of these emergency arrangements that we're in. And we're now 15, 16 months into the state of emergency. Under our legislation, it's the police commissioner who is the man signing the orders and mandating that people do this. There's a penalty of fines if you don't comply. That's the same man who's then authorising his officers to go and get warrants to obtain the information. So there's an inherent conflict in there. There are very important reasons that we have things like separations of powers and that we don't usually do business the way that we've been doing it over the past 15 months. And it seems to me that the deeper that we go into this pandemic, the harder or the more important these lessons about the checks and balances in our system are sort of coming home to roost. We need at some point to find a way out of this, don't we, and get back to a normalised situation.
Well, the way out of it is everyone getting vaccinated. That's the way out of it.
But even that effort, I mean, the conspiracy theorist 6 months ago said there's no way that I'm signing up to this app because the police will be able to track me and don't want a bar of it. And I told them, me on this program, I advocated for this app. I said, don't be silly. That's not how it's going to work. I've heard the Premier and the Health Minister say that it's completely secure. Well, who's the mug?
Well, it's happened twice in 245 million times it's been used.
But once is too many, surely. Isn't it the principle?
I know, Gareth, and I agree with you, which is why we're legislating. When we learnt about it, we sought the assurance of the police that they wouldn't use it any further. They told us that under their analysis of the law, it was lawful to do so. So therefore, they couldn't give us that assurance. So therefore, we are now legislating to remove any doubt about that issue. I mean, you know, over the course of the last 18 months, we've had to deal with literally hundreds upon hundreds of stressful and difficult issues. This is another one, but at the end of the day, we're doing what is right to solve a problem. And as we found over the course of the last 18 months, problems arise and will continue to arise. And as they arise, we solve them. This is another example of that.
Okay. You made a speech yesterday to the Petroleum Conference, and you continued your commentary about the federal government's handling of China. The Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne, has been out and about this morning. Here's what she had to say.
Our engagement is clear-eyed, it's practical, but importantly, it's in Australia's interests and absolutely focused on our security, our prosperity and our sovereignty. So we're very clear and consistent and confident about those positions that we hold.
Are you moving on this? Is there any meeting in the middle with the federal government?
Well, foreign affairs is there. Responsibility, but we do have some responsibility for trade matters and certainly keeping the economy strong. But I just make two points, Gareth, and this is what I'll continue to say. The Commonwealth and their officials need to stop talking about some sort of conflict or armed conflict or war with China. It is absolutely mad and it's crazy and it's a risk and it's completely nuts. Secondly, in terms of trade, and as I always say, we sell 20 times as much to China as we buy from them. That's the reason we are so successful and so prosperous and have such a low unemployment rate and such a high standard of living. That's why I just don't get why we would want to undermine that trading relationship, because it is so important for our futures.
Premier, thank you for your time.
Thank you.